In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. I would argue that this, the fifth commandment, is the most popular or definitely familiar of all the commandments. Ask anyone to recite for you the Ten Commandments. You will at best get two or three, but you will certainly get that, and just that. Thou shalt not kill. Even if you weren't reared on the old translation, thou shalt not kill. Everyone knows this commandment. And I think it's because it's the most obvious of all the commandments when broken. We can hide fairly well all the other ones. Coveting, that's in our head. Idolatry, that's in our head. We can cover up adultery pretty well. And stealing, that's kid stuff. But murder is easy to detect. We look around our world and we see death and destruction everywhere. We see the Holocaust, we see the genocide in the Sudan, we see murder happening across our country in the wombs of countless women. And even here in St. Louis, our murder rate is quite astounding. And for the most part, I think that we're maybe just a little bit helpless. We can't really do a whole lot about all of those murders. And so we sit here and we analyze all the murder that's going on out there. And maybe it's because we don't think that it happens here. But have you seen the killings that happen here? Well, I don't suppose you have. It's probably been quite a while since the last police car came in here. You haven't seen crime scene investigation or police tape around any of our dorms. Lately, have you? We don't see these murders here, but they happen. Jesus said so. No, the killings that happen here, they are hidden. We can't see them, but they are all the more deadly. Murder here happens when we lash out at one another in anger and rage, whether it be simply in our minds or on our tongues. Murder here happens when the frustrated dad leaves his house having just yelled at his children. Murder here happens when we go out of our way to not help our neighbor. Murder here happens when we form little armies of our own based around certain causes, and then we proceed to blast the other army on the other side because of their certain cause, and we do it with all of our might and all of our hatred. That is murder. With every tinge of anger that you have, you are a cold-blooded killer. And if you could only see all the harm that has been done, it would be more horrific than any news report or horror film. You constantly have murder upon your lips and upon your heart. And there's nothing that you can do about that. The harm has been done, and the blood has already been shed. And it was all of these deeds, all of these thoughts, all of these little words, all of these silent, hidden killings that ended up crucifying Jesus, murdering him in a very real, physical, and visible way. And he got that, well, because of you. The murder of the whole world was accounted to him, and he took it. He got it all because of you. And now you live with that. And now you live. Because Christ was murdered, was crucified, and the third day he rose. Because you joined him, and you yourself were killed in baptism, and you were raised alive, new man. Because of what he has done for you, you are a murderer no more. You, all sitting here, this is not some mass of murderers or scene of dead sinners. No. Murder has no place here. Here we live out our lives together. Here we rejoice daily in our baptism. We forgive when we are sinned against. We are gathered around the very body and blood of Christ. And here, gathered by our Lord, we who partake in this feast, we are not estranged killers. No, we are brothers and sisters who take care of one another, who serve and love one another. And we all sitting here, we know that that, well, it's only just a taste of what is to come. The murdered one has saved the murderers. Christ has saved us all. Amen.